President Bush wants to allay concerns among the nearly 80% of Americans who believe Iraq is slowly collapsing into civil war. Mr. Bush says there is hard work ahead, but he believes Iraqis have taken a step back from what he calls the abyss of civil war.
During Saddam Hussein's brutal rule, he exploited the ethnic and religious diversity of Iraq by setting communities against one another. And now the terrorists and former regime elements are doing the same. They're trying to set off a civil war through acts of sectarian violence.
Following a White House cabinet meeting, the president said he's confident that Washington's political, military, and economic strategy is making steady progress toward the goal of a democratic Iraq that can sustain itself, defend itself, and prevent itself from being a safe haven for terrorists. Because, he says, U.S. and Iraqi forces cannot be defeated militarily, terrorists are targeting civilians to create what he calls horrific images of car bombings and kidnappings that they know will be seen on American television.
The only thing the Iraqi insurgents as well as the terrorists can possibly do is to cause us to lose our nerve and retreat, to withdraw.
Mr. Bush says that's not going to happen.
We're not going to lose our nerve. The stakes are high. We will complete this mission.
Wednesday's speech is another in a series of events he's had this month to explain his strategy for Iraq. A public opinion poll by Newsweek magazine says 65% of Americans disapprove of the way the president's handling the war, 29% approve. When the question was first asked following the U.S. invasion 3 years ago, those numbers were reversed, with just 26% of Americans disapproving and 69% approving of how Mr. Bush was handling the war. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.